I'm Mike Roberts for ECNN. Today is Saturday, April the 17th. Additional charges have now been filed against a man from Thayer accused of shooting four people at the Koshkonong Snappy Mart last Saturday. Friday morning, the Oregon County Prosecutor's Office announced that 28-year-old Christopher Lindley, who was already charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action, now faces 10 additional charges, five counts of felony assault and five counts of armed criminal action. Carlos Moreno, a truck driver from California, died in the shooting. Melissa Ray Blackowitz, Jonah Bivens, and Paul Chavis all were critically injured. They were all shot in the head. Lindley is being held without bond. A prisoner at the South Central Correction Facility in Licking has died. 62-year-old Michael Tiller died Thursday morning. Authorities have not released the cause of death. Tiller was serving a life sentence without parole for murder. He had been in the prison since November of 1991. A 5-year-old boy was reported missing Friday afternoon in Ava and was found safe later that afternoon. Craig Emerson was returned to law enforcement around 4:15. Authorities say that Chad Emerson took the son after allegedly assaulting the child's mother and telling her that she would never see her son again. Craig Emerson was returned to his mother. Three Thayer residents were injured in an accident east of Seymour Friday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports that 39-year-old Kimberly Woodyard suffered serious injuries, and 70-year-old Francis Woodyard and a 17-year-old girl both suffered moderate injuries when Francis Woodyard stopped at a stoplight and was hit in the rear by a tractor trailer driven by 53-year-old Mark Harrison of Maryland Heights, Missouri. All three of the injured were taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The accident happened on U.S. 60 just east of Seymour. A Winona man suffered serious injuries in an accident south of Winona Friday afternoon. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 28-year-old Parker Counts was injured when he drove off the road and overturned the Tahoe he was driving. Counts was taken to Mercy Hospital in Mountain View. The accident happened on County Road 575 just south of Winona. A man from Thayer was injured in an accident Friday night east of Myrtle. The Highway Patrol reports that 34-year-old Andrew Inman suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the road and hit a tree. Inman was taken to Ozarks Health Care. He's also charged with driving while intoxicated. The accident happened on Highway BB about 2 miles east of Myrtle. A West Plains woman was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Jasper County. 53-year-old Carrie Lee suffered moderate injuries when a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Dakota Masiki of Carthage pulled into the path of a vehicle driven by 52-year-old Brenda Thanicki of Pittsburgh, Kansas. Lee was a passenger in the vehicle driven by Thanicki. Lee was taken to McCoon Brooks Hospital in Carthage. Friday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 237 new COVID-19 cases with 6 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 333,186 cases, 5,692 deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 466 new COVID-19 cases with 8 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 495,776 cases, 8,634 deaths. For numbers for our local counties across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The West Plains City Council is seeking letters of interest to fulfill an open seat on the City Council as of April 30th. To be considered as a candidate, individuals must be a United States citizen, at least 25 years of age, have been a continuous resident of the City of West Plains for at least 2 years, and a qualified voter for the City of West Plains. Letters of interest may be addressed to the West Plains City Council, care of City Clerk Mallory Snodgrass, at Post Office Box 710, West Plains, Missouri 65775, or you can email those to Mallory at mallory.snodgrass@westplains.gov. Letters of interest are due by the end of the business day, April 28th. They will choose a candidate to serve on the City Council until April 2022, but will have the opportunity to run for a full council seat if desired. Ozarks Healthcare has modified their visitor restrictions to make visiting patients easier. Patients admitted to the hospital are now allowed to have one visitor at a time from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., allowing for multiple loved ones to visit the patients and their care teams. Visitors were previously allowed one visitor per day. Visitors will continue to be screened at the entry point and will be required to wear a mask. Each visitor will be required to remain in the patient's room at all times. More details available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Mike Robertson for ECNN. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, and more. We're everywhere you need us. And remember, practice the three E's. Everyone wear a mask. Everyone wash your hands often. And everyone practice social distancing. Practice the three E's as we care about you at eCommunications.